Oklahoma sports betting bills surface. As the Oklahoma legislature begins a new session, multiple bills have emerged seeking to legalize sports betting in the state. This year, two bills have been introduced that aim to bring sports betting to Oklahoma, but they face significant hurdles in a state where tribal gaming interests hold considerable influence. Senator Dave Rader, a Republican from Tulsa and former University of Tulsa quarterback, has introduced Senate Bill 125, SB 125. Another bill, Senate Bill 164, SB 164, has been proposed by Senator Casey Murdoch. Previous attempts to introduce sportsbook gaming have failed to advance to a floor vote, often stalling in committees or being withdrawn before further consideration. Murdoch has a history of advocating for sports betting legislation in Oklahoma and has indicated that public interest in legalized sports betting is growing. He cited information from a conference he attended last summer, where he learned how geolocation tracking shows Oklahoma residents traveling to Kansas to place bets. Data illustrated how attempted wagers made in Oklahoma were blocked, while those placed across the state border in Kansas were successful. According to Murdoch, this demonstrates a clear demand for legal sports betting within the state. As in previous years, the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association, OIGA, has maintained a cautious stance on the matter. Tribal gaming representatives have not actively lobbied the state for sportsbook legalization but have also not ruled out the possibility of participating in such ventures. The key concern for the tribes has been economic viability. Studies indicate that sportsbook operations generate some of the lowest profit margins in the gaming industry, making it imperative that any potential legislation benefits both tribal gaming enterprises and the state. Another critical factor is maintaining the exclusivity of tribal gaming rights under the state's existing gaming compacts. Tribal gaming compacts could alter path. Murdoch's proposed legislation may encounter resistance from tribal entities because it does not offer exclusivity to native-run gaming establishments. His bill aligns with Governor Kevin Stitt's stance, which supports an open model for sports betting that allows non-tribal entities to participate. This has been a contentious issue in past negotiations between the state and tribal leaders. Tribal representatives have consistently stated that any changes to gaming operations in Oklahoma would require modifications to existing compacts, a process that involves discussions between state officials and individual tribal governments. OIGA Chairman Matthew L. Morgan recently reaffirmed this position, emphasizing that tribal nations will evaluate any legislative proposals based on their economic feasibility and the potential impact on current agreements. The long-standing tension between Oklahoma's tribal gaming entities and the governor's office continues to shape the sports betting debate. While public disputes over gaming issues have subsided in recent years, legal battles remain ongoing. Some tribes, including the Cherokee Nation, may be reluctant to renegotiate gaming compacts under the current administration. This could pose a challenge for Rader's SB 125, which proposes implementing sports betting within the framework of existing compacts, a concept that Governor Stitt may not support. Another key difference between the two proposed bills lies in regulatory oversight. Murdoch's SB 164 designates the Oklahoma Lottery Commission as the governing body responsible for sportsbook regulation, while Rader's SB 125 places oversight with the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission. This distinction could influence how lawmakers approach the proposals and whether they align with existing regulatory frameworks in the state.